Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
China and Taiwan marked a new chapter in their tense relationship today, holding their highest-level government talks since they split in a civil war in 1949. The talks were held in the eastern Chinese city of Nanjing. The BBC's Martin Patience joins us from Beijing. And Martin, tell us more about the significance of these talks, which are the first, as we said, since 1949.
Well, it is hugely significant. If we go back to 1949, you had a civil war in China. The nationalists were ousted. They lost. The communists came to power in mainland China, and the nationalists went to the island of Taiwan. Now, neither of these sides officially have held talks in the 65 years since then. But today we had formal talks between representatives from Taiwan, representatives from China. They sat down at a table together, and both sides, unsurprisingly, are saying this is hugely symbolic and also a significant historical moment.
And I see that there were no flags in the room. They didn't have titles in front of them. What did they talk about?
Well, there was no official agenda for the meeting. I think that gives you some idea of the sensitivities between China and Taiwan. When you speak to analysts, they'll say from Taiwan's point of view, they will be talking about the issue of trade. They want greater access to markets in China. China, after all, is the world's second largest economy, and Taiwan simply can't afford to ignore it. There's also been talks about opening up representative offices in Taiwan as well as China. Neither of the two sides recognize each other. So that would be regarded as a step forward in the official communication between Beijing and Taipei. It's worth pointing out, though, these two sides have been communicating in the past, but they've done it unofficially through unofficial organizations or through retired officials. But this time, they are fronting up for the cameras. They are sitting down at a table in a very public manner.
And they're doing it in the city of Nanjing. Is there any significance to that?
There is a significance to that. When the nationalists were in charge in China up until 1949, when the communists came into power, Chairman Mao, of course, Nanjing was sometimes the capital for the nationalists. So Beijing seems to be making a kind of conciliatory concession, or perhaps wanting the Taiwanese to feel more at home. And that's why they picked the city of Nanjing for these talks, I think, is a nod to history.
Martin, just tell us about the U.S. role in this, because the U.S. is involved here in the sense that it is committed to defending Taiwan, despite the fact that it doesn't formally recognize it as an independent country.
Well, that's right. I mean, we've had a standoff between China and Taiwan. What's interesting now is relations are easing significantly. But you might remember the mid-1990s, China was carrying out military exercises in and around Taiwan. Taiwan was very rattled, as was America. America is committed to providing defensive weapons to Taiwan. And it also says that if Taiwan was attacked, then that would be a matter of grave concern. You know, so America is involved. China continues to be angered, particularly when Washington sells weapons to Taiwan, because Beijing, of course, considers Taiwan part of its territory, a breakaway province, and it hasn't ruled out reunification by using force. So it is potentially a very dangerous dynamic where you have China on one side and Taiwan backed by America on another.
The BBC's Martin Patience joining us from Beijing on this historic day. Martin, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is Here and Now.